Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has praised Russian President Vladimir Putin for not retaliating for sanctions imposed by President Obama on Thursday. Those sanctions were for interference by Russian intelligence agencies in November's U.S. national election. John McCain is head of the U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee. He spoke with reporters about the most recent U.S. sanctions on Moscow.
A lot more needs to be done. And by the way, I saw where President Putin is not going to retaliate. I think that was a very clever move on his part, but should not change our attitude concerning attacks on the United States of America.
President Obama imposed sanctions, calling his actions, and I quote, a necessary and appropriate response to efforts to harm U.S. interest in violation of established international norms of behavior. Human rights activists say at least one person has died in sniper fire happened in Syria, where a ceasefire agreement went into effect early Friday. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says most of Syria is calm, but there have been clashes between regime forces and their militia supporters and militant factions in some areas. Iraqis in Mosul face car bomb and airstrikes on Friday, the second day of a renewed push to retake the city following 2 weeks of relative calm. Multiple car bomb explosions have been reported in parts of the city, but no official figure on casualties has yet to be made available. An officer in the Federal Police Force told Reuters news agency that Iraqi forces had also disabled a number of car bombs. This is VOA News. Major cities around the world focusing on security while anticipating big crowds at New Year's celebrations to ring in 2017. Added security is in place in many cities because of the December 19 hijacked truck attack on a Berlin Christmas market that left 12 people dead and the other attacks during 2016. New York City officials have positioned dozens of trucks meant to act as a protective barrier, as an expected 1 million revelers will join the countdown to festivities marking the beginning of the new year. Carlos Gomez is New York's police chief.
They'll use metal detectors to scan individuals entering the observation areas and pens. We will also deploy our full complement of explosive detecting canines, the dogs, both at the event and throughout our transit system. Throughout the day and well into the night, detailed personnel will sweep hotels, theaters, and parking garages for potential threats and suspicious packages.
One of the first prominent New Year celebrations to start 2017 will be in Australia, where an estimated 2,000 police officers are protecting Sydney Harbour's famed Night of Entertainment. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has said goodbye to his UN staff.
You have been working day in and day out, and I thank you. That really has motivated me, knowing that you are very much committed. That has given me motivation to work harder and harder.
Mr. Ban's term ends on January 1st. He will be succeeded by former Portuguese Prime Minister Antonio Guterres. And tonight, Mr. Ban will be on hand in New York to help the revelers celebrate the new year. Actress Zsa Zsa Gabor was remembered during a funeral mass for being the epitome of Hollywood glamour and elegant person. Around 100 mourners gathered at the Church of the Good Shepherd in Beverly Hills paying respects to Gabor, who died on December 18th from a heart attack at the age of 99. Her husband, Frederick von Anhalt, was seated at the front of the church, close to where Gabor's ashes were displayed in a gold rectangular box.
Well, her fans should remember the way she was very glamorous. She was glamorous always. You saw the picture with her red dress. That's how she, you see the picture over there in a red riding jacket, you know, riding horses. That's how people should remember my wife.
Zsa Zsa Gabor appeared in numerous films over her career, but is often described as being famous for being famous. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Russ Davis welcoming you to a very special edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. I call it the 2016 Jazz America Awards, as I personally look back at some of the high points of the year. As we say goodbye to 2016 and hello to 2017, I must tell you that doing this program for you is just absolutely the joy of my life and just one of the highest points anyone could ever achieve in my field of presenting jazz on the radio. It's been a great joy to do it this year, as always, and I've done this since 1999. This has been a most interesting year with lots of different facets of jazz popping up, not just one trend dominating, and we'll try to cover as much of the various aspects of jazz in 2016 in this coming hour as I possibly can. But right now, let's look back at two of the artists, greats of jazz, who passed away this year. We're going to hear from the great vocalist Ernestine Anderson, who died in March at the age of 87. But first, Jean Toots Thielemans, the man from Belgium. Born and passed away in Belgium at the age of 94 on the 22nd of August. His father owned a bar in Brussels, and there, as a young man, he began playing the accordion. Then he picked up the guitar and then the harmonica and taught himself to play jazz by listening to recordings. Well, he became the master of jazz harmonica. Let's hear a taste of his work as he's joined by Hank Jones and Art Taylor on a 1958 recording in New York City of Toots Thielemans' own composition, Cool and Easy. To begin this hour, as we look back at some of the high moments of 2016 on VOA's Jazz America.
Will you be my guide in your blue, blue shadows? I would hide all good people asleep tonight. I'm all by myself in your silver light. I would gaze at your face the whole night through. I'd go out of my mind, but for you. I'd go out of my mind, but for you. This mother's arms, the primal root, a woman's charms. I'm a stranger to the sun. My eyes are too weak. How cold is a heart when it's warm that it seeks? You watch every night. You don't care what I do. I go out of my mind, but for you. I go out of my mind, but for you. Son, my hunger for him explains everything I've done. To talk to the moon the whole night through, and they don't really care if I do. I'd go out of my mind, but
the live recording Blues, Do's, and Love Moves. That's the brilliant vocalist Ernestine Anderson, the bluesy voice of Ernestine Anderson, sounding as she did until the very end of her life on the 10th of March in 2016 at the age of 87. This is Russ Davis, and I enjoyed a lot of peaks in this past year, attending various jazz festivals in Newport, Rhode Island, Detroit, Michigan, and Montreal, Quebec in Canada, going to jazz clubs in New York City and enjoying night after night of wonderful performances by the greats of jazz, and also going to special events like the Jazz Connect Conference in New York in the early part of 2016, the NEA Jazz Masters presentation at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., and there we go right now to hear the acceptance speech by one of modern jazz's greatest players, the master of the vibes, Gary Burton. And then we'll hear his collaboration with his fellow master of jazz, Pat Metheny, with their homage to Eberhard Weber. Gary Burton gave us some thoughts in a pre-recorded message and then accepted the induction award live on stage immediately following a performance in his honor by Chick Corea and Stefan Harris on vibes.
Ladies and gentlemen, 2016 NEA Jazz Master Gary Burton.
I've been playing that song with Chick for over 40 years, and it's a weird sensation to sit out there and watch it from the other side. And I could tell, Stefan, you now know that feeling of being tossed into the cage with a tiger when you play with this guy. This is a real honor to be part of this whole event. And I'm really struck by this history of jazz that we're all a part of, and this sense that it's constantly moving, constantly evolving. This generation that Chick and I are part of, we were around when the pioneers, the originators of jazz, were still with us and still performing, and we learned from them directly and personally. We saw them play live many times, got to know them, and I feel like we're in a unique position to carry on and pass on what we've learned over our years and help the younger generation that follows on their way to building the future of this music. This is a great honor to be part of jazz music itself, and wow, what an honor to be part of this tonight. Thank you.
Gary Burton and Pat Metheny both recorded for the ECM record label in the early part of their career, and they paid homage to one of their fellow label mates on that label, bassist Eberhard Weber, with that live performance with the SWR Big Band. Now, let's enjoy the 2016 release from Pat Metheny. It's the Unity Sessions, the song Go Get It on Jazz America from VOA 1. Certainly one of the preeminent musicians in modern jazz, Pat Metheny, with his Unity group. And from the Unity Sessions, their 2016 release, Go Get It, the name of the song. As we look at the peaks of 2016 in jazz, certainly if Pat Metheny releases something, we want to pay attention to it, do we not? More coming up as I give you just a quick couple of highlights from my experience in jazz in 2016. But first,
I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you. And here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com.
And here's a message I've received from Kevin Murethy, and he writes to me, "Hi, Russ. Hope you're doing fine this Christmas holiday." I received this message just before Christmas, by the way, and he writes, "I'm Kev from Nairobi, Kenya, and I've been listening to your jazz show during the weekends, but have realized that it is no more. Kindly update me on changes in your program lineup. Well, thank you, Kevin, for your interest in Jazz America and for being in touch. And I suggest that you get in touch with your local radio affiliate and ask them for the time that you can hear Jazz America. There have been some changes made, and there may be some more in the future. So for anyone listening anywhere who's not hearing Jazz America at the time you're used to, contact your local radio station and see when the time might have been changed. Now back to some of the highlights for me personally in the world of jazz in the year 2016. And one of those highlights has got to be following what is called these days world jazz, as people from around the world take portions of their own unique music and blend it in an improvised setting with American jazz. Well, one of those artists who did just that is the great pianist Reni Rosnes, who discovered not long ago that her lineage takes her back all the way to India. And in honor of that fact, she created a wonderful album released in 2016 that features this song, Goodbye, Mumbai. It's Reni Rosnes from her album, Written in the Rocks, on VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
Everybody's talking about the seventh son. In the whole round world, there is only one, and I'm the one. Yes, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one, the one they call the seventh son. I can tell your future, it will come to pass. I can do things for you, make your heart feel glad. Look in the sky, predict the rain. I can tell when a woman's got another man. I'm the one. Yes, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one they call the seventh son. Will sound so sweet, they will even make your little heart skip a beat. I can heal the sick, raise the dead, and make the little girls talk out of their head. I'm the one. Yes, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one they call the seventh son. I'm the one they call the seventh son.
The great pianist and vocalist from the state of Mississippi in the southern United States of America, Mose Allison, who passed away on the 15th of November earlier this year at the age of 89 and left a wonderful musical legacy as an NEA jazz master and a great singer with such a wonderful attitude in the way he presented his music, always just a little comical and very serious playing and performing from the late, great Mose Allison. We remember him and his passing as one of the peaks of 2016, one of the important events, and that's what I'm covering for you on this edition of VOA's Jazz America. Something I like to do, and it's always a peak for me, is to attend jazz concerts or jazz festivals, and there to be backstage, I like to be right there to give you a sense of what it's like from their perspective. Let me share with you another of the conversations I enjoyed at the 2016 Newport Jazz Festival. In this case, I caught up with NEA jazz master, the great saxophonist Dave Liebman, as he just walked off the stage after a brilliant performance.
When you say Voice of America, I remember Willis Conover and his contribution to jazz.
Oh, immense.
Immense, and nice to be here in Newport, and nice to see that it's still going on. You're still doing it, right?
Yes, sir. I've been doing it since 1999.
And your name is?
Russ Davis.
Russ, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Oh. Speak to me about what we just heard here. I mean, I can say, first off, you need some water. You were blowing. I'm telling you were blowing.
I like to hear it. I got some nice young boys here. We've got a lot of energy and a lot of, you know, good ideas. I'm trying to keep up with them.
This is a magical place to play, isn't it? How many times have you played here?
No, I played here at Saxophone Summit with Lovano and Robbie Coltrane, and then once with Miles in the 70s.
Dave Liebman, folks.
All the best to the listeners, and hopefully I'll see you all, meet you somewhere in the world. We'll be right back.
The Dave Liebman Group from the 2016 release Expansions Live with the song Puzzle. This is Russ Davis, and I needed 2 days instead of 2 hours to give you highlights from 2016. I'll do my best. And this year, one of the highlights was a number of releases where some of the classic recordings from the past from some of the greatest artists living and passed away were found and released for everyone to hear for the first time. Among all those great releases, Sonny Rollins with Holding the Stage, Roadshows Volume 4, with this recording entitled Disco Monk, recorded in 1979 in Pori, Finland, on Jazz America from VOA 1. performances released in 2016, recorded in Europe, back to back. To close out this edition of Jazz America, a look back at some of the peaks of 2016 for me. We heard Sonny Rollins, recorded back in 1979 in Finland, and you just heard Turkish-born pianist Fahir Atakoglu from his album Live at Umbria Jazz with Gypsy and Me. This is Russ Davis. Thanks for listening. And next week, the first full weekend of 2017, we'll celebrate two early January birthdays of two great modern jazz guitar masters. John McLaughlin, 75 on January 4th, and Mike Stern, 64 on January 10th. It's a tale of two guitarists on the next Jazz America. Join me then, won't you?